Wine growers in Sonoma County have made a public commitment to 100% sustainability by 2019. But what exactly does that entail?
Nobody really knows what sustainability means. A lot of people talk about it. It's in vogue, but they don't really know what it is. So we set out to find out, what does that really mean?
Dr. Armand Galinsky is the Corbell Professor in Wine Business at Sonoma State's School of Business and Economics. He's also the editor of a newly published collection of case studies within the industry, Crafting Sustainable Wine Businesses. Among those case studies is his own 2010 analysis of the progressive Frog's Leap Winery in Rutherford. That study also prompted a wider survey of Northern California wine operations to see what they were doing.
A surprising number of wine businesses during the height of the global recession were investing in environmental management systems, geothermal power, solar power, as well as biodynamic or organic farming. But they were primarily doing it as cost reduction measures because of good credits that were being granted by the various agencies, not so much to differentiate their brand from the 15,000 other wine brands just in the U.S. alone.
That combination of environmental and economic considerations was both expected and common, Galinsky says, but a third sort of effort, focused on sustaining the winery's staff and workforce, came as a bit of a surprise.
A number of companies that we interviewed and winery owners and managers that we received survey data from were investing in their people and trying to find year-round employment for seasonal migrant workers by having other types of crops or other types of programs besides wine grapes. They were providing health care benefits and trying to find a way to integrate better with the surrounding communities.
Taken together, he sees these concerns as a three-pronged basis for long-term success.
So the triple bottom line of people, planet, and profits is part and parcel of the definition of sustainability.
And there is yet another measure beyond the triple bottom line that comes into play, something Galinsky calls intergenerational equity.
And that is creating an entity or business that will leave the land and leave the community better off than it was when they found it. So that way, the daughters and sons of the winery owners and their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren will have something worth inheriting over a long period of time.
Also, he notes, a business that successive generations will want to carry on. Galinsky's case history anthology takes an international approach, also examining wine businesses in Spain and New Zealand. These sustainability approaches, he says, are applicable globally, and not just within the wine industry.
Any industry that involves serving people or having people in the business clearly has an obligation to consider the triple bottom line impacts of whatever activities and tasks they perform to create economic value.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.